This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
And as I stepped back, stood during the moment of silence that followed, I said a small prayer, and it occurred to me that each of my predecessors has had a similar moment, and I wondered if our prayers weren't very much the same, if not identical. We celebrate Veterans Day on the anniversary of the armistice that ended World War I. The armistice that began on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. And I wonder, in fact, if all America's prayers aren't the same as those I mentioned a moment ago. For all we can ever do for our heroes is remember them and remember what they did, and memories are transmitted through words. We see these soldiers in our mind as old and wise. We see them as something like the founding fathers, grave and gray-haired. But most of them were boys when they died, and they gave up two lives, the one they were living and the one they would have lived. When they died, they gave up their chance to be husbands and fathers and grandfathers. They gave up their chance to be revered old men. They gave up everything for our country, for us. And all we can do is remember. There's always someone who is remembering for us. No matter what time of year it is or what time of day, there are always people who come to this cemetery to leave a flag or a flower or a little rock on a headstone. And they stop and bow their heads and communicate what they wish to communicate. I think sometimes of General Matthew Ridgway, who, the night before D-Day, tossed sleepless on his cot and talked to the Lord and listened for the promise that God made to Joshua. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. We're surrounded today by the dead of our wars. We owe them a debt we can never repay. All we can do is remember them, what they did, and why they had to be brave for us. All we can do is try to see that other young men never have to join. Today, as never before, we must pledge to remember the things that will continue the peace. Today, as never before, we must pray for God's help in broadening and deepening the peace we enjoy. Let us pray for freedom and justice and a more stable world. And let us make a compact today with the dead. A promise in the words for which General Ridgway listened, I will not fail thee nor forsake thee.
Day of the 11th month, Veterans Day. You know, yesterday, Tamara and I were may seem silly to you, but for lunch, we were craving breakfast. So we thought about running over to a couple of breakfast places, and the first one we stopped at was crowded, and so we went to Denny's. Went to the Denny's. And we pulled into the parking lot, and I was like, what the heck is going on? Because this place is never, there's never anybody there. And I'm like, what the heck's going on? And we walk in thinking that, well, maybe the cars are, you know, maybe there's a parking lot blocked off somewhere else, and so with all these cars there. No, we walked in, and we instantaneously remembered that, oh, tomorrow's Veterans Day. And Denny's, as are many places, they're offering free meals to the veterans. And we just glanced, quickly just glanced. And on the way back to the car, Tamara made the comment. She doesn't mean this at all in any sort of pejorative way. But she says, yeah, all those old farts were in there. Veterans Day. You know, I hope, and I know that, because I've actually asked veterans and men and women in uniform, I've asked them, do you ever get tired of people saying thank you for your service? And some have indicated to me that they actually do, because to them they're doing their job. And they would rather just have a nod, a wink, some sort of nonverbal acknowledgement. And I try to do that. But there are times when I cannot resist, and I'll tell you what those times are. When I see a hunched over old Vietnam vet, or I see a really hunched over old World War II vet, and normally they've got their baseball cap on, and the baseball cap has the insignia of their branch, maybe the ship they served on, the unit they served in, whatever it might be. And one day in particular, we were at a restaurant. It was a burger place. And there was a family, a big family. I mean, it must have been a table of 12, you know, and there was every age you could imagine at this table. There was a baby, and there were a couple of little rugrats running around and making noise, and there were the parents, and then there were the parents of this grandfather. And I could see him from where we were sitting. I could see him sitting, you know, he was kind of sitting in the middle of this big long, you know, they had scooted all these tables together to make room for 10 or 12 people to sit. And he was kind of slouched over in his chair, and he was sitting there, and his burger came, and everybody else was just, you know, it was a family, and they were having great conversation, and, you know, mom's trying to take care of the kids, and, you know, and the husbands were all talking to each other, and, you know, and the daughter of this World War II vet was taking care of dad. I get emotional. I'm sorry, but I get emotional thinking about this. I sat there and I couldn't say, you know, suddenly everything at my table became quiet. It didn't become quiet, but I was no longer hearing anything at my table. All I could do was focus on that man. And all I could hear was that table. Couldn't hear anything going on at my table. And I resolved at that moment that I was going to walk over. I wasn't going to say anything to him until I had asked the daughter, is it okay if I shake your dad's hand? And so as we finished, I walked over and I whispered into the daughter's ear. I said, I assume this is your father and that he's a world by the insignia and that he's a World War II veteran. Do you mind if I shake his hand? And she looked up at me with, I think if I'd looked at her much longer, she would have broken out in tears. And she said, absolutely. So I leaned over and I said, "Sir, my name is Michael Brown, and I noticed your cap, and I sincerely want to say that I appreciate everything that you've done for this country." And he looked up at me, and he said, "Thank you. I hope it wasn't in vain." All I could do was make solid eye contact with him to let him know that I would do everything to make certain that it wasn't in vain, and that I wanted him to know how much I truly appreciated. I can't even imagine what he saw, what he experienced, what he did. But I wanted him to know that it would not be in vain. And there was just this eye contact going between us, that he knew what I was thinking, and I knew what he was thinking. So I hope today, or whenever, I don't care, you're listening to this on a podcast 3 days from now, I don't care. I know today is the day that we stop and we honor these veterans. But I hope you'll find some way to shake one's hand. I don't care what branch, what, where, how they served. Let's say a word. Just reach out, shake their hand, make eye contact with them, and move on. It's Veterans Day 2023. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael, Michael to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com, and I'll tell you why. Or follow me on Twitter. Go to my Twitter feed, at Michael Brown USA, and follow me, because I want you to look at the video of the current commander-in-chief laying the wreath at Arlington National Cemetery this morning. I'll be right back.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure, if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When Freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio. That's Dynavite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hey, welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. I've regained my composure a little bit. Every time I think about that story and I think about that old fart, one of the things real quickly, I've got to convince my mother to let me have it. But my great grandfather on my mom's side, my maternal grandfather, was a doughboy in World War II. And there's this great sepia, toned photograph. That is maybe, I'm measuring with my fingers here, it's maybe 6 inches tall and probably 3 feet long. It's a yard long. And so it's, I don't know, you know, like what kind of camera they used at that time, but they're all lined up and they're three deep, you know, on their knees and then kind of bending over and then standing up on the backside. And I can identify my grandfather on the first row, kind of over to the left side. I want that photograph so bad. And it's kind of interesting because we're at that stage in our lives where we're actually trying to get rid of stuff. You know, it's like you look around, you start simplifying your life. It's like, I don't need that crap. When's the last time I wore that shirt or that pair of pants? Well, why isn't that going to Goodwill? And then my mom is actually asking me about things that, you know, because she's 92 years old, and she really does. It's like every time I talk to mom, it's like, you know, I found this. Do you want it? And it breaks my heart. And I say, well, sure, mom, I'll get it next time I'm out there. But I'm thinking to myself, yeah, no, I really don't want that. There's just really nothing that I want except that photograph. Isn't that funny? There's all this other stuff. My mom is got stuff. She saves stuff, you know, about us kids and everything. I don't want any of that. I don't care. If my kids or my grandkids want it, you have at it, baby, have at it. I'm trying to shove everything out the door. The only thing I want to bring in the door is that photograph of my grandfather as a doughboy. Let's get to some other, serious but non-serious stuff. Hillary Clinton. You know, first let me just say this about Hillary Clinton. I know Hillary Clinton personally. Don't hold that against me. When I was the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, we had to work together quite a bit. And I developed a healthy respect for her at the same time that I developed a very healthy disrespect for this woman. She is, she's everything you can imagine, both good and bad. Not a lot good, but a lot bad. That's just how I feel. But she's back again. Now, I don't begrudge anyone in trying to revive themselves or remake themselves or to get a second chance. Look, I'm the epitome of people who have been kind of in the crapper and said, you know what, I'm not gonna stay here. I'm gonna move on. And so maybe Hillary's like that. I don't know. But she keeps coming back. She just keeps coming back. But every time she does, it's like, why? Why don't you come back with something a little more substantive? It's really hard to know for sure, but perhaps what's animating her is that she's come to the same realization that Britt Hume, the senior political correspondent over at Fox News, has come to. And he said this: the thing the Democrat Party and its allies face now is the fact that for tens of millions of Americans, life was unmistakably better when Donald Trump was president. Irrespective of what you think, or some yahoos might say, irregardless. I saw a cartoon about that word today. Irrespective of what you might think about Donald Trump, the economy was better, the world was in better shape, everything. Now, whether we can draw a causal link between Donald Trump and some of those things may be questionable, but generally speaking, you can draw a causal link between how things were better under Donald Trump than they are now. And I think Britt Hume is correct. The fact that for tens of millions of Americans, he said, life was unmistakably better when Donald Trump was president. And I think that's just undeniably true. You look at the observable metrics: inflation, gas prices, stock market performance, illegal immigration, military readiness, war, crime, you name it. Those policies were good for this country and they were good for the people. And it's also true that the current commander-in-chief, God bless him, has made a horrible mess of things. And yet here he is running for re-election. Taken together, as all the recent polls have shown, the Democrats are facing the very real prospect of a second term for Donald Trump. Now, those of you who listen to me during the weekday, you're going, but Michael, you keep saying that you haven't made your mind up yet about who your choice is. Well, making up my mind who my choice is has already been made for the general election less than a year from now. I'm voting for whomever the Republican nominee is. I'm not voting for whomever the Democrat nominee is. But that doesn't mean I've made up my mind about who I think that nominee ought to be. But Biden has just made a horrible mess of things. The Democrats, the Marxists that run the National Politburo, all the Democrats that run all the state Politburos, they've just made a mess of everything in this country right now. And you look at the polls and you realize that when 75% of Americans, when 75% of Americans look around and say the country's on the wrong track, you ought to pay attention. You ought to stand up and take notice of that. And I think that's driving Hillary nuts. Because she knows that we all know that she can't run again. So instead what she'll do is she'll go on to The View. And what did she do when she went on to The View the last time? Well, she said some stuff. It's kind of nutty. Surprise, surprise. That's coming up next. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to, text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Send me your text messages. I love to read them. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Title theft. It's on the rise and it's devastating if it happens to you. Listen to the alarming words of an actual home title thief.
I don't need to know your date of birth and social security number. All I have to do is go to public records, create a document, and file that document. And then I can borrow against the house or sell the house. You may have no clue until you find out that your house has been sold or till several loans or several banks are foreclosing on you.
For pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a virtual barrier of protection around your home's title with 24/7 monitoring. The instant they detect any tampering, you'll get an alert. And that's bad news for home title thieves. So when's the last time you checked on the title to your home? Find out if you're already a victim with your free title scan and complete title report. $100 value free with sign up. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com and sign up in minutes. That's HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Laux Landscape Supply at 6023 Turn Creek Road offers a wide variety of products for all areas of your yard or landscape. Whether it's bark or soils, gravel, a retaining wall, U-Cart concrete, sod, pond supplies, erosion control, and much more. You'll find it at Laux Landscape Supply, a proud sponsor of Operation Holiday Salute, to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces this holiday season. Laux Landscape Supply, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Wagner Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Find your next read at the RWF Authors Fair. Reading Writers Forum is hosting their fair Saturday, November 11th at the IOOF Hall in downtown Reading. Join us from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to meet local authors, get autographed first editions of their books, and find the next big name to spring from our wonderful writing community. That's the Authors Fair, presented by Reading Writers Forum on November 11th from 10 to 4.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Happy and solemn Veterans Day to everyone. If you stay tuned to the next hour, I'll tell you a story again And we'll listen to Ronald Reagan again talk about Veterans Day. Because for me, anyway, I've never served in the military. Got my draft number, never got called up, and I never served. I would like to think I served my country in other ways, but I did not serve my country in the military. But knowing a lot of people who did, I really just hope that you take some time out on Veterans Day when you have the opportunity. Don't be a weirdo about it, but if you see a veteran or know a veteran, just acknowledge how much you appreciate everything that they've done for the country. You don't make a big deal out of it. They don't want you to make a big deal out of it. Just shake their hand. Give them a nod. You know, if they're wearing a baseball cap, it's got an insignia on it, point to it, and nod and give them a thumbs up. Just a little few nonverbal cues. That's all they want. I think most of them, that's all they want. Talking about Hillary Clinton. Hillary just keeps coming back. But every time she does, I don't know why, but she just seems to put her foot in her mouth. That's the Hillary Clinton that I know. So many times sitting down in Hillary Clinton's office when she was a U.S. Senator and just telling me things that, you know, because we had to work on Ground Zero and do all the things that we had to do at Ground Zero after 9/11. And I would leave and I'd tell my staff, I freaking can't believe that I've got to deal with this woman because of the way she was just, and don't get me wrong. When I call her two-faced, I don't mean that she was two-faced. She was just openly two-faced. She told me on many occasions, well, you know, yeah, I agree with that, but I can't agree with you because you work for George Bush. And so I'm going to go out and I'm going to disagree. I still want you to do what you're going to do, but I disagree with it. In public, I disagree with it. Behind the scenes, you're absolutely right. But then she goes on The View. Now, people often say to me, why do you play any sound bites from The View? Because there are millions of people around the country that watch The View. That alone right there should scare you. What she says should scare you even more.
I think that your loss to Trump in 2016 will go down in history as one of the most pivotal times in our country, one of the most pivotal moments in our country.
What Sonny Hostin really wants to say here is the 2016 election will go down in history because we all know it was stolen. Yeah. We can't talk about stolen elections, but boy, they want to talk about stolen elections.
And it's still reeling from, you know, Trump's policies, I think, and the decision.
Are we reeling from Trump's policies? I'm reeling from the absence of Trump's policies. We got 8-10 million illegal aliens flooding the country over the past two or three years. We got inflation running out the wazoo. We got prices just unbelievably high. Taxes are increasing. We're in danger zones in the Indo-Pacific, danger zones in Eastern Europe, danger zones in the Middle East. Yeah, the world's going to hell in a handbasket. But yeah, you know what? We're still reeling from those Trump policies.
Divisions that he sowed in this country.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Divisions that he sowed? the unity president. You know, the guy that told us on Inauguration Day, January 20th of 2021, how he's going to bring the country together. How's that working out for us?
What, in your view, would happen if he were to be reelected?
Oh, I can't even think that because I think...
Oh, I can't even think about that. My gosh, it will be like, you know, Satan has taken over the world.
It would be the end of our country as we know it. And I don't say that lightly, you know.
Wait a minute. I look around the country as I know it right now, and I think I kind of would like to see the end of the country as I know it right now.
I hated losing, and I especially hated losing to him because I had seen so many warning signals during the campaign. But I immediately said, look, we have to give him a chance. We've got to support, you know, the president we have. And I meant.
But you know what was funny about this right here? Is, you know, I was, of course, I was upset, but I knew we had to support the president. I could easily, we could all easily find all of the clips where all the Democrats and everybody was screaming about how the election was stolen and, you know, and let's impeach him. On day one, they were talking about impeaching Donald Trump.
And I tried really hard. And then literally from his inauguration on, it was nothing but, you know, accusing people of things, making up facts, denying the size of the crowd at his own inauguration. And everything that I worried about, I saw unfolding. And so I think that he'd be even worse now.
Yeah.
Because he was somewhat restrained, believe it or not,
in
the first term by people who he hired because he thought they would go along with him, and they stood up to him. And so now he is going to, if he were ever near the Oval Office again, find people who have no principles, no conscience, who are totally tied, you know, to his fortunes, literally, and therefore would do whatever he said.
Interestingly, most people that go to work for the President of the United States of America go to work to do what the President wants. Huh, shocker, right? You know, Bush hired me because he wanted me to implement his policies. That was my job, implement his policies. So I don't know what she's talking about here. If Hillary Clinton had been president, she would have hired people, chief of staff all the way down to all this cabinet secretaries and all the cabinet undersecretaries to do her bidding, to do that, to do those things. Now, the great thing about Bush, I don't know whether it's true for Hillary, but the great thing about Bush was he actually welcomed debate. This is what I want done. He thinks this is a good idea. Well, sir, I think this is a good idea. I think it's a bad idea. He welcomed that. I'm not quite so sure Hillary would have.
And so the wreckage is almost unimaginable. You know, when I was Secretary of State, I used to talk about one and done. And what I meant by that is that people would get legitimately elected, and then they would try to do away with elections and do away with opposition and do away with a free press. And you could see it in countries where, well, Hitler was duly elected.
There it is. There's the money quote. Yep. She went there. She certainly did. At a time, just to put a little perspective on this, at a time when anti-Semitism is running rampant on the streets of this country, on the streets of Europe, major European cities, and you know what? Even in small towns all around the world, anti-Semitism is on the rise. 16 million Jews left in the world. And on the day that, on a day, when on college campuses, on a day when in the streets of America, people are attacking Jews, she goes there. She has no filter whatsoever. The Trump derangement syndrome, I think, is incurable with Hillary Clinton.
Right, right. And so all of a sudden, somebody with those tendencies, those dictatorial, authoritarian tendencies, would be like, oh, okay, we're going to shut this down. We're going to throw these people in jail. And they didn't usually.
We're going to throw these people in jail. Yesterday, I listened to an interview with, I forget the guy's name now, and I apologize. But he went by a certain moniker on X, on Twitter, that I can't say on air. Begins with the S word. And he posted a meme back in 2016, during the election, in a meme that he didn't draw, that he didn't create, but he saw elsewhere. And it was a big joke. Hey, save yourself time. Don't worry about election day. Just text your vote for Hillary to 555555 or whatever the number was. And he posted that. It's satire. It's a joke. He's now been convicted of a crime. Do you know that he posted that meme sometime in 2016? The FBI came and arrested him in his home 7 days after Joe Biden was inaugurated as president. In other words, that meme that he posted back in 2016 sat on the internet for 4+ years throughout the entire Biden or the entire Trump presidency, and 7 days, 1 week after Joe Biden is inaugurated, then the Biden FBI comes and arrests this guy for election interference, for a joke. At his trial, they couldn't produce one person who testified that, oh, yeah, I thought that was serious, and so I texted my vote for Hillary to that, and so that's the only way I voted. They couldn't find one person to do that. 7 days after Biden's inaugurated. Do I worry about this country? Damn right, I worry very seriously about this country. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Go to michaelsaysgohere.com. Follow me on Twitter at Michael Brown, Michael Brown USA, because I'd like for you to see the video of the current commander-in-chief at Arlington National Cemetery this morning. Jill Biden, I want to tell you something. That's next. I'll be right back.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DINOVITE.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DINOVITE for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with DINOVITE.
Want to know how to get the same cell coverage for up to half the cost? Well, instead of spending a fortune building and maintaining their own cell phone towers, Consumer Cellular just pays to use the same towers as the largest carriers and passes the savings on to you. Pretty smart, huh? Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5 GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we're able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever. The 1502XO. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. If you want to send me a, I got to check. I'm sorry, I was talking to my producer, Damien, during the break. I'll check text messages in a minute. But if you want to send me a text message, you just, on your phone, use this number, 33103, and you type in the word Mike or Michael in your message. And I read those all the time. So whenever, I mean, you don't have to be listening to me. You see something or think about something, just send me a text message. And then go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. I really would appreciate you subscribing to the podcast. The name of the podcast you subscribe to is The Situation with Michael Brown, because we put the weekend podcast and the weekday podcast in all of those. And if you want to listen to me during the week, which I find a lot of you are doing, and I greatly appreciate it, on your iHeart app or on your computer, you search for The Situation with Michael Brown. It's aired weekdays from 6 to 10 Mountain Time on 630 KHAL here in Denver. On X, on Twitter, the video I want you to see is the president is at Arlington National Cemetery this morning. And the president traditionally lays a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And here's the president, the commander-in-chief, doing that. And he does it in such a way that is, I mean, it's pretty standard, but he has a stiff gait. He's a little unsteady. And once he does so, the president is supposed to step back. I mean, you know, even you know this. You step back. You take a moment of silence. And then you return to your position. It's very simple. Now, he knows this too. Not because he's the president, but because for four years, he did this with Barack Obama. Because the president and the vice president always go along with the Secretary of Defense and usually the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. And they do this wreath hanging at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. It is a quintessentially American tradition. And he saw it in action for 4 years. And he's now done it himself for 2 years. This is the third year. And in the third year, he doesn't know what to do. He steps back, starts to go back to where he's supposed to stand next to the vice president, wasn't sure, turns back around. And the saddest part of all is that the Marine in his dress blues has to take his white glove and indicate to the president, please, sir, return to your position. That's the commander in chief. And I'd like to say to the First Lady, it's time to take your husband home. It's time to go back to Delaware. Whether it's in Wilmington or Rehoboth Beach, it's time to take him home. You know, the president is going to meet with Xi Jinping, the chairman of the Chinese Communist Party, the emperor for life of Communist China, a man who is threatening Taiwan, threatening Formosa, threatening the Philippines, threatening Australia, trying to expand his military worldwide, doing everything to become the world superpower. And ostensibly this meeting in San Francisco is to calm relations between the two countries and to try to find some sort of an agreement. You know what scares me about that? One is the president's age-related incompetence, age-related dementia, whatever it might be. It's his incapacity to face off this dictator face-to-face. But it's also that I believe he's compromised. Yes, I know he's compromised physically. I think he's compromised mentally. And I also think he's compromised financially. Joe Biden's family has reaped millions of dollars from the Chinese Communist Party vis-a-vis companies and sometimes the government itself through his son Hunter and his brother James and others. And I don't say that lightly. We have the evidence of that. And if that were to occur in the private sector, a publicly traded company, a private company, whatever it might be, we wouldn't stand for a CEO doing that because we would not believe that the CEO has the best interest, that he is going to fulfill his fiduciary duty to the shareholders or to the owners of the company. And I don't believe that this president can fulfill his fiduciary duty to the citizens of this country to stand up to a dictator, a ruthless dictator who is allowing genocide to be committed in his country against the Uyghurs. Genocide against Muslims in his own country. Horrible things. And we expect this guy, who can't lay a wreath properly on Veterans Day, having been there for 7 years, 4 years as vice president, and now 3 years as the president, Jill, Mrs. Biden, it's time to take him home. It's time to say, you know what? It's great. Why don't you announce, a la LBJ, that you're going to focus on the Middle East and you're going to focus on your Bidenomics and therefore you will not seek re-election. Because Gavin Newsom's waiting. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael, Michael to 33103. Hang tight.
The people of Israel are at war. President and CEO of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, Yael Eckstein.
What's happening right now in Israel is Israel's 9/11. I'm coming to you today to say Israel is under attack and we need your help now. Can't wait an hour. I can't wait a day. We need emergency supplies on the ground in Israel now. And the fellowship is here in the Holy Land, able to provide that immediately.
With an emergency gift today of just $45 to the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, you'll help make it possible to provide emergency medical needs for those injured, water, food, bomb shelter construction, and much more.
To donate from your mobile phone, dial #250 and say keyword Protect Israel Now or visit protectisraelnow.com. That's dial #250 and say keyword Protect Israel Now or visit protectisraelnow.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. Senator Bill Hagerty says the White House refuses to accept the reality of what's going on in the Middle East.
You can't even get this administration to acknowledge the fact that Iran is behind all of this. And if anybody thinks that it isn't Iran's technology, that it isn't their funding, it isn't their know-how that's behind the attack that Hamas has led on Israel by the rockets that are coming out of Hezbollah, do you think the Houthis built those rockets that they're launching? It's Iran, Iran, Iran.
The Tennessee Republican was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. The Republican congressman who heads up the House of GOP investigation of the origins of COVID-19 is calling it quits.
Ohio's Brad Wenstrup was first elected to the House in 2012, but says he wants to spend more time with his family. Wenstrup's announcement came the same day another congressman said he wouldn't seek re-election. Democrat Derek Kilmer of Washington also cited a desire for more family time. The pair among nearly two dozen House members announcing they will not be running again in 2024. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen completed some good talks this week with her Chinese counterpart.
I spoke to Vice Premier He about our goal of achieving a healthy economic relationship.
And lay the groundwork for upcoming talks with President Biden and his counterpart. A new report shows China positioning itself as an economic powerhouse.
The Council on Foreign Relations released a report this week that found China is now a leading power in operating seaports around the world, as well as the world's largest trading country and second largest economy. China owns or operates a seaport on every continent except Antarctica. China became a dominant port power without becoming a major naval power, but CFR looked at China's port infrastructure and determined that many of its commercial ports could be easily repurposed.
This is SRN News.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-320-7171. That's 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171.
Detroit automakers are planning a selection of new electric vehicles.
Stellantis plans to build a new midsize pickup truck along with battery-run versions of six Jeep, Ram, and Dodge vehicles. Ford envisions at least three new electric vehicles that will preserve jobs at several factories. General Motors plans to build at least six new electric vehicles, including a full-size SUV. Those and other plans by Detroit's automakers have emerged in details of the tentative contract agreements that ended the six-week strikes by the United Auto Workers Union.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. The credit rating agency Moody's Investors Service has lowered its outlook on the U.S. government's debt to negative from stable. In a statement on Friday, the agency cited the cost of rising interest rates and political polarization in Congress for its move, though it did retain its top AAA credit rating overall on the U.S. government debt. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Police say they have a suspect in the alleged assault of former U.S. Senator Martha McSally. Here's correspondent Mike Hampton.
Council Bluffs, Iowa police say the 25-year-old suspect was arrested early this morning in Omaha, Nebraska. Former U.S. Senator Martha McSally says she was molested as she jogged along the Missouri River in Council Bluffs. Investigators say the suspect was spotted by officers in Omaha, 5 miles away. McSally wrote in a Facebook post, quote, "You picked the wrong target." In an online video she posted, McSally says she fought off the suspect and then chased him into the brush. She says she's okay. I'm Mike Hempen.
A $242 million overhaul will modernize the main terminal concourses and gate areas at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. The Star Tribune reports the project is expected to be completed by late 2025. More of these stories at townhall.com.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Day, November 11th. This nation rededicates itself to peace with honor.
I think it most appropriate that we recall on this occasion and on every other moment when we are faced with great responsibility, contribution and the sacrifice which so many men and their families have made in order to permit this country to now occupy its present position of responsibility and freedom, and in order to permit us to gather here together. Let us pray in the name of those who have fallen in this country's war that there will be no veterans of any further war, not because all shall have perished, but because all shall have learned to live together in peace.
Day of the 11th month of the 11th hour. So today is Veterans Day. And it is a solemn day. You know, there was a time, and perhaps I still do a little bit, I get offended. I find it a little distasteful. But the same is true for Christmas, same is true for Easter, the same is true for every, you know, solemn holiday or solemn occasion. We've commercialized it. I'm not quite sure. I haven't looked. I saw some stories earlier. In fact, I may have even received an email. I'm not sure. About all the things that are on sale for Veterans Day. I don't know. What's the most absurd thing you've heard about that's, you know, on sale for Veterans Day? Hey, honey, it's Veterans Day. Let's go shopping. Okay, yeah, we need a new refrigerator. This would be a good time to buy a new refrigerator. Yeah. Except we can't afford it because inflation's too high. And the tax, oh, and we got to find a, one's got to be certain, you know, energy efficient. I shouldn't laugh, but it really is absurd. It's a solemn day for me. My father was a veteran. A lot of veterans in my family. And I worked with and served with a lot of veterans. A lot of my, we call them federal coordinating officers, FCOs, when I was the undersecretary. And those were men and women that went through a rigorous testing and evaluation process to become an FCO. And many of those FCOs came from the military. And I loved working with them because I could always depend upon them to say, here's the mission. Here's the mission. Whatever that, you know, 30,000 foot level mission may be. Now go execute it. I didn't have to worry about how they were going to execute it. I just knew that they had the planning and the logistics and everything that they needed to fulfill whatever mission it was that I assigned them. And that's why they make such good, generally speaking, such good business leaders, is they understand how to manage, how to lead, how to get things done. So I would ask you on this day to acknowledge any veterans you see. A lot of places are giving free meals out today to veterans. So if you're having, you know, lunch or dinner or something on Veterans Day and you run across a veteran, you don't have to make a big deal out of it. You don't have to go interrupt their meal. But try to make eye contact with them. Try to grab a little bit of a glimpse of their eye and give them a nod. Just thank you. You can mouth the words, thank you, whatever. Don't try to find one and run up to them and shake their hand and thank you for your service. And don't make it, they don't want a big deal out of stuff. Just an acknowledgement. That's what this day is about, is an acknowledgement of those who have served. You think about the way the world is right now. And you look around at all of, you've heard me, I talk a lot about tipping points. There are so many things that could be the next Archduke Ferdinand moment that would just tumble the entire world. Happy Veterans Day, everyone. Into a global depression, into a global war, into global chaos, any number of things right now. And if that were to occur, those who have served could be great leaders to help guide us out of this maelstrom of whatever it may occur to be. So find the opportunity wherever you can to thank a veteran, to do whatever you can to honor their service. And then I would ask you to think about this. In your own family or in your own sphere of influence, because there are so few that currently serve or that have served, those numbers begin to dwindle. World War II veterans are dying off. Vietnam War veterans, believe it or not, are beginning to die off. That we need to stop and think about teaching our children. It's not exactly applicable, but I think about the old Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young song, Teach Your Children. We need to teach our children about the United States military and how important it is and the great things that they have done. We don't need to focus on the mistakes they've made. That's for them to do. Let them focus on and correct the mistakes that they have made. But we ought to teach our children about how important the military is to the survival of freedom and to the survival of liberty. It's going to take men and women who are willing to march into hell at the direction, at the orders of their superiors to do what it takes to preserve liberty and freedom. And they face and end up doing things that we can't even imagine, all in the name of trying to protect liberty and freedom, to preserve their nation. Stop for a moment and think about the soldiers of the Israeli Defense Forces. Think about the hand-to-hand urban combat, combat that they are engaged in at this moment, trying to destroy a terrorist organization that is trying to wipe them from the face of the earth, all with the support of the Iranians, all with the support of all the Iranian proxies. Think about what those soldiers are doing. There are, I know today is Veterans Day for American soldiers. But soldiers that have fought for liberty and freedom all over the world deserve our thanks. Because there is enough evil in the world, and darkness always seeks to overtake the light. The light wins, and the light wins because veterans fight for liberty and freedom. So on this Veterans Day, find a veteran. I don't mean go out and don't be a stalker and go try to find one. But if you see a veteran, give them that acknowledgement. And by the way, those of you who texted me, you're right. The current commander-in-chief had 8 years under Obama to learn how to lay a wreath. Yeah, I misspoke. 4 years? Maybe that's Freudian. Maybe because I wanted to believe that it was only 4 years, but no, it was 8 years and now 3 years to practice that. Text the word MicroMichael to 33103. Go to MichaelSaysGoHere.com. Follow me on social media. Twitter at Michael Brown USA. Facebook at Michael D. Brown. Instagram at Michael D. Brown. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Home title theft. It's on the rise and it's devastating if it happens to you. Listen to the alarming words of an actual home title thief.
I don't need to know your date of birth and social security number. All I have to do is go to public records, create a document, and file that document. And then I can borrow against the house or sell the house. You may have no clue until you find out that your house has been sold or till several loans or several banks are foreclosing on you.
For pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a virtual barrier of protection around your home's title with 24/7 monitoring. The instant they detect any tampering, you'll get an alert. And that's bad news for home title thieves. So when's the last time you checked on the title to your home? Find out if you're already a victim with your free title scan and complete title report. $100 value free with sign up. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com and sign up in minutes. That's HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, welcome back to The Week with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Happy Veterans Day, everyone. And thank you to all the veterans that are listening to the program, or all the veterans that you know. You got to get them to listen to the program, too. By the way, at the first hour, I played a speech from Ronald Reagan that he gave on Veterans Day in 1985. The second speech I played at the beginning of this hour is from John F. Kennedy in 1961 on Veterans Day. So for those of you who have sent me text messages that say I'm playing speeches that are more appropriate for Memorial Day, these are speeches that the presidents gave on Veterans Day. So take it up with them. You might want to talk to them about it. I haven't been to San Francisco in a while. I miss San Francisco. I used to travel to San Francisco several times a year for decades for work. And I miss the city. Maybe now is the time to go. Well, maybe now is not the time to go. Let me go to this one instead. Maybe now is the time to go.
Gravian, the multimedia marketplace.
I'm logged in. I don't know why it's doing that.
Yes, that's right. The summit is expected to bring in $53 million, filling hotel rooms, bringing big business. And the city did tidy up for Dreamforce, but this cleanup is much...
This cleanup is amazing. This cleanup is... They've cleaned up the city because people are coming to town. Who's coming to town? Why is it important that somebody's coming to town and we're going to clean up San Francisco? Why would that be important? Well, you know what? If I ever get this audio to play, we'll find out why. I gave you a little hint in the last hour. You see, Joe Biden...
Yes, that's right. The summit is expected to bring in $53 million, filling hotel rooms, bringing big business. And the city did tidy up for Dreamforce, but this cleanup is much more extensive.
While San Francisco is in the spotlight for the Asia-Pacific Economic Conference, city leaders are making sure the city shines.
Tourism is our business here in San Francisco, and we need to focus on making sure that the tourist dollars still come back.
Caltrans repaving major roadways like the Harrison Street off-ramp from the I-80. BART doubling down by deep cleaning their stations overnight more often.
The city had gotten a little bit dingy over time.
Scrubbing and power washing is happening all over the city.
Yeah, the bottom of my shoes look clean.
It's noticeable how clear the streets look and how few homeless encampments there are on major thoroughfares.
Having been a longtime resident in the Bay Area, you just naturally start to wonder of houseless folks being displaced.
Public Works is installing decorative crosswalks in North Beach and Chinatown, and the Webster Street Pedestrian Bridge in Japantown was recently repainted. The Yerba Buena Gardens at the Moscone Center are decked out with new colorful landscaping and murals, paid for by the Clean California grant, just in time for the 20,000 high-profile CEOs and heads of state coming into town next week. Some people say this should be how it's always done.
What about the people who are here year-round, you know, and local, hardworking, working-class Bay Area folks?
Others welcome the cleanup.
Anything that brings in a positive look on the city of San Francisco is great.
We will continue to do everything we can to maintain cleanliness in our streets.
And city officials are saying that there are no additional funds that are being allocated for beautification. Departments are just using existing budgets. They also say that those budgets are being moved so that they can focus on the areas where APEC is taking place. The summit is expected to start on Wednesday, and of course, people will start coming into town over the weekend and early next week. I'm live in San Francisco. Back to you, Julie.
Courtesy of Fox 2 San Francisco. Isn't that great? Yeah. I mean, you could be doing this all the time, as that one resident said. But no, they're only doing it now because a couple of people are showing up. And who's showing up? Oh, yeah. The Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit, in which Xi Jinping, the head of the Chinese Communist Party, and Joe Biden, the head of the Marxist Democrat Party, are going to show up. And so now let's clean up the streets. This is... So now, every city in the country would do this. Any city in the country would do this. Denver would do this. Houston would do it. Chicago would do it. New York, I don't know if they could clean up New York or not. They might try to do it in New York. Atlanta would do it. Cities always do this every time there's something that's going to make a focal point on what on the entire world coming to look at them. But if nobody's looking, nobody cares. And they let their cities turn into crap hole cities. I don't want to use the word crap. I want to use the other word, but I can't use it. But that's what they're turning into. And they don't have to be that way. One person said this. They've cleared out the tents that were near the Moscone Center on Howard Street, which tells me the city had the capability to do this all along. Instead, they just do the bare minimum. Once APEC is gone, the police presence will start to simmer down again, the tents will return, and it will slowly flare up. What we need is a permanent solution. You just saw the permanent solution. This is my point about homelessness and crime is actually an industry. If there was some way to turn homelessness and crime into a publicly traded company, you and I should make an initial investment in it, because over the years, our stock value is going to increase astronomically. Our return on investment will be amazing, because every time that they tell us they're going to solve homelessness, what happens? They throw more money at it, out of our pockets, of course, and by subsidizing homelessness, you end up getting more of homelessness. The more services you provide, the more of everything that you provide. Oh, Michael Brown, you're so cold-hearted. No, I'm just a realist. I'm just a realist that says, as long as you continue to feed the stray cat, as long as you continue to feed, and in fact, if you feed the bear, if you live in the mountains and you continue to feed the bear, at some point, the bears are going to break into the house. And what happens once the bear breaks into the house? Well, usually they euthanize the bear. Now, I'm not advocating for euthanizing the homeless, but I am advocating that maybe we ought to stop and think about that what we're currently doing isn't working. Because what we've been doing for decades now has only increased the number of homeless people. And by the way, it's not just the subsidizing, it's that we're also creating more homeless people with a crappy economy. Yeah, believe it or not, you improve the economy, you'll improve the lives of some of those on the periphery of becoming homeless. I'll be right back.
People of Israel are at war. President and CEO of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, Yael Eckstein.
What's happening right now in Israel is Israel's 9/11. I'm coming to you today to say Israel is under attack and we need your help now. can't wait an hour. It can't wait a day. We need emergency supplies on the ground in Israel now. And the fellowship is here in the Holy Land, able to provide that immediately.
With an emergency gift today of just $45 to the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, you'll help make it possible to provide emergency medical needs for those injured, water, food, bomb shelter construction, and much more.
To donate, from your mobile phone, dial #250 and say keyword Protect Israel Now, or visit protectisraelnow.com. That's dial #250 and say keyword Protect Israel Now, or visit protectisraelnow.com.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Reading Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Reading Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Find one-of-a-kind fall decor and more at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage has a wide assortment of fall decor, including artificial flowers, leaves and pumpkins, garland and wreaths, mantel swag, and glassware, pillows, and pine cones. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Outside,
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Go to michaelsaysgohere.com. Follow me on social media. Subscribe to the podcast, which the name of the podcast is The Situation with Michael Brown. That gets you all the weekday episodes and the weekend episodes. And let's see what else. I think that's it for right now. I want to get to a story in the Washington Post that just drives me batty. I want to set it up this way. I want you to hear from, I actually have really no clue who this person is, and maybe it shows my cultural ignorance. She's, I think, of either a reporter or something for Vanity Fair. She's on MSNBC. She had this to say.
The ads write themselves. You got that. After Roe's overturned with Dobbs, there's Donald Trump on the CNN town hall saying, quote, I terminated Roe v. Wade honored to do so. He said in another interview on Newsmax, I killed Roe v. Wade by appointing three justices and then taking credit for the bans.
Right.
Those are the ads. And you know what the ad follows up with? When he's president again, he will sign an abortion ban. Doesn't matter what he says. We know he'll do that because that's what his base wants. He does exactly what his base wants. These are the ads that are going to run in swing state after swing state. That motivates people, women, men, young people especially, come out and vote. Donald Trump is the best candidate against it while it's still scary, because if he wins, I think democracy ends.
Yes.
Well, that's the setup. Because you know, if I think if he wins, democracy dies. I don't know who that Yahoo was. Don't really care. But now, after he announces that if Trump wins, democracy dies, Molly Jong Fest, this whatever she is for Vanity Fair, decides to chime in.
There was an interesting a secondary thing that motivated people this time around, and it was these book bans. Moms for Liberty ran people in races that people don't care about, right? These
book bans. I always get a kick out of this. All these stories about book bans. I challenge you to go. I did this on my local show, I don't know, maybe a month or so ago, when this story kind of surfaced again, because these stories on among the Marxists always gets recirculated all the time, because something happens somewhere, and they find a little story, and they want to talk about it, and so now they're talking about book bans, and I think they're talking about book bans because of the Washington Post story, which I'll get to in just a second. But here's what I want you to do. Here's your assignment. While you're out, you know, shopping for a gift for me, you know, for Thanksgiving or Christmas, which I know you're all doing, be sure and go to a local bookstore. And in particular, you might go to an old Barnes & Noble. Yep, they still exist. There are still brick-and-mortar bookstores. Shazam, imagine that. But walk in, and I'd bet you a dollar to a donut, you walk into any Barnes & Noble, and right there in front, you know how they have all the tables set as you walk in? I haven't been to a Barnes & Noble in ages, but I assume they still have them. You walk into a Barnes & Noble, and there are these tables, like, you know, current releases, or author, you know, certain authors, or certain genres. And then there's a big table that says, banned books. Now, you would think if there was a table of banned books, there would be no books on the table because they would have been banned. But nope, there are all sorts of banned books. Well, if they're banned books, then how are you? Are you giving them away? In fact, you might pick one up and just say, hey, since this has been banned, I assume you're not selling it. Can I just take this one? See what they say, because I bet you they're still selling it. Well, there might be a little, I don't know, 30% discount or something. But they're selling banned books. Therefore, they must not be banned.
These school board races, these local races, which a lot of people don't show up to vote for. And it caused increased turnout. I spoke to a woman from Bucks County, Pennsylvania. She ran five candidates for five seats on the council, the school board. All five won because she went after these book banners.
Yeah.
Like abortion, it's the let me make this decision for my children. Let me make this decision with my children. I'm not handing this to the state. I'm not letting you decide that Handmaid's Tale or 1619 Project is not appropriate for my kid.
Yeah, that was incredible stuff. And I would say the Moms for Liberty lost everything but one race. I think they won one race in probably a very red place.
Yeah.
Look, you know, people don't like politics in their education.
Yeah.
They want kids to learn. And what that looks like means kids get to read books. And the idea of going back to book bans, I mean, it's scary, and I think it really does galvanize voters. So many of these Republican issues were culture war things that people weren't even that interested in, that were sort of cooked up in heritage, you know, heritage factories of, you know, kind of things that they thought might scare people into voting. And the reality is, like, books don't make you gay.
That's the point.
Books don't make you gag. guess what? Major announcement here. You're listening to a conservative / libertarian Republican, white guy, cisgender male that is, opposed to book bans. Yeah. I don't think we ought to ban books. But apparently the Washington Post is really concerned because the Washington Post has a gigantic spread. What's the day on this stupid thing? Oh, it's today. They published it last night. The librarian who couldn't take it anymore. She loved books. And in a time of spreading book bans in public schools, that's why this Florida librarian had to quit. Oh, she's a woman of principle. Starts out this way. It was her last Monday morning in the library, and when Tanya Galanis walked into her office and saw another box, she told herself, this is going to be the last one. Inside were books. She didn't know how many or what they were, only that she would need to review each one by hand for age-appropriate material and sexual content, as defined by Florida law, just as she'd been doing for months now, with 11,600 books on the shelves outside her door at top of Kalinga, whatever it is, high school. Last box, and then after this week, she would no longer be a librarian at all. She's also pissed off because, the bell rang. She heard the first period bell ring at 7:15 a.m. She wanted to get to her box right away, but now she saw one of the school administrators at her door asking whether she had heard about the latest education mandate in Florida. What's the name of this thing? Freedom Week. She exhaled loudly. Freedom Week. Oh, good. You know about this? Wait a minute. Freedom Week? You're upset about Freedom Week? Yeah, she knew about it. It was one more thing. One more thing. Imagine this. The state of Florida had asked teachers and administrators to do something. What do you think Freedom Week's about? It's a mandatory recitation of parts of the Declaration of Independence, quote, to reaffirm the American ideals of individual liberty, along with something else that she had heard from the district. Quote, they ask us to please not celebrate Banned Book Week. She was tired. Her husband was always reminding her, Tanya, you have no sense of self-preservation. She had thought about pushing back, but she decided this was her last day, and she wasn't going to do anything else anymore. She was going to move on. Now, listen to what she's upset about. I don't see banned books anywhere in this story. It had been 18 months since some group, Moms for Liberty, had gotten the Florida legislature to pass something. Florida's new training for librarians, a mandatory hour-long video, and heard the state say that books in the library, now these are public school libraries, must not contain sexual content that is harmful to minors. I'm quoting this from the Washington Post. And that violating the statute by subjecting, you know, little rugrats to sexual content that might be harmful to them would be a third-degree felony. So she's been collecting books and reading through them. And she's upset about them. She was upset because she has to take out of circulation a book that is not age-appropriate, that depicts and describes sexual positions. Huh. That book isn't being banned. It's being taken out of circulation. You can still buy the book. You can still go on Amazon. You can read it if you want to. In fact, if you want your child to have it, you can buy it and you can give it to your kid. And then you can answer all the questions about, Mommy, Daddy, do you do this? Mommy, Daddy, how does that work? Maybe you're not ready to explain to them how it works. This whole thing about banned books is just another cudgel to try to convince people that somehow people that really do care about their child's education and that the books be appropriate to their age, or that books that contain explicit sexual content, as the statute says, that is harmful to minors, should not be in circulation in school libraries. Now, these are school libraries. These are not public libraries. So if a public library and the patrons and the taxpayers that support public libraries want, you know, age inappropriate books in those libraries, well, that's another battle for somebody else to fight. But I'm fascinated by the fact that the law says that books that depict sexual activity that is age inappropriate and could be considered harmful to minors, sexual pictures and sexual activity that could be considered harmful to minors, and they're upset about this? Does that mean that they want to show kids sexual material that might be harmful to them? That's my conclusion. What's the other conclusion? Oh, it's because, you know, Trump bad, Republicans bad, book bans, that sounds really good to our side. That will help us, you know, raise money, or, you know, it's a campaign issue. Bull crap. Utter bull crap. Harmful sexual conduct, sexual depictions of positions. If parents want their kids to see it, go buy the book. Guess what? It hasn't been banned. It's been taken out of circulation. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Hang tight. Be right back.
Home title theft. It's on the rise, and it's devastating if it happens to you. Listen to the alarming words of an actual home title thief.
I don't need to know your date of birth and social security number. All I have to do is go to public records, create a document, and file that document. And then I can borrow against the house or sell the house. You may have no clue until you find out that your house has been sold, or till several loans or several banks are foreclosing on you.
For pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a virtual barrier of protection around your home's title with 24/7 monitoring. The instant they detect any tampering, you'll get an alert. And that's bad news for home title thieves. So when's the last time you checked on the title to your home? Find out if you're already a victim with your free title scan and complete title report. $100 value free with sign up. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com and sign up in minutes. That's HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Lauk's Landscape Supply at 6023 Churn Creek Road offers a wide variety of products for all areas of your yard or landscape. Whether it's bark or soils, gravel, a retaining wall, U-Cart concrete, sod, pond supplies, erosion control, and much more. You'll find it at Lauk's Landscape Supply, a proud sponsor of Operation Holiday Salute, to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces this holiday season. Lauk's Landscape Supply, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51. In a Jefferson state of mind.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. You want to send me a message, text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. Just type in that phone number, 33103. Start your message with the word Mike or Michael, either one, and type your message and send it to me. Great text messages today. Go to michaelsaysgohere.com. Follow me on X, Facebook, Instagram, all of those. Subscribe to the podcast. Get all that done. Photojournalists. They get paid by the cabal, this unholy alliance of the big tech giants and the ruling elite and the dominant media. The story broke this past week that some of those journalists that got paid by CNN, Reuters, and a few others not only accompanied Hamas terrorists during the atrocities, but they did something else. Now, the story has developed even more since I first talked about this story on my weekday program, either yesterday or day before, when I described that some of these photojournalists and reporters were embedded with Hamas. And we know they were embedded with Hamas because one of them posted, glowingly posted a picture of himself next to the leader of Hamas, and the metadata in the photo shows that it was taken inside Gaza City on a certain date prior to October 7, and they're seen with their arms around each other, smiling, and the leader of Hamas is giving him the typical standard Middle Eastern peck on the cheek. That same journalist was able to report in real time as the Hamas terrorists left the gates of Gaza City and began to slaughter Jews and Israelis wantonly on October 7. But the story has developed further. They even carry grenades. Let me repeat that. A CNN photographer in Gaza is holding a grenade in his hand as he joins the terrorists on the October 7th massacre. The source for the photograph, his own Facebook page. And they're defended for doing so by the same Washington Post that I just told you is lying to its readers about banned books and this crazy librarian in Florida that wants to quit because of banned books. finally, maybe, with Netanyahu in charge right now, maybe Israel might be getting tired of goofing around with these people. Israel's Internal Security Agency, according to Danny Danyon, announced that they will eliminate all participants of the October 7 massacre. The photojournalists who took part in recording the assault will be added to that list. That may seem extreme to you. So let me put it in a different perspective. Now, obviously, it would not have survived. But if you had known that there were photojournalists or reporters on any of the planes going into the towers on September 11, 2001, and that they knew of the attack, and they were there to record it and to report on it, in criminal law, we call that accessory to whatever the charge is, an accessory to murder. You know, if you're the getaway driver in an armed robbery in which the armed robber ends up killing a security guard or a bank patron, you're now an accessory to murder. Well, isn't that the same thing with these photojournalists and these reporters? Same thing, isn't it? They knew in advance, told no one, and recorded it. Hassan Islaya, which I talked about earlier this week, was on the scene as innocent families were tortured and murdered because they played an essential role in the atrocities. The main point of which was to generate propaganda to fire up against, you know, to fire up Muslims in the region, all over the world. Despite getting paid by the Associated Press, Reuters, CNN, or whomever else they got paid for, they are in effect themselves terrorists. This story is, I know many of you'll say I'm naive, but I find it astonishing. Look, I find it one thing, if there's a war, I mean, if there is a traditional war between state actors and you are a photojournalist or a reporter for CNN and you want to go report on the other side's activities, okay, go risk your life and do that. But if you want to embed yourself with terrorists that you know are going to go kill civilians, and you don't give advanced warning about that, you are an accessory to that terrorist event. This is how despicable. Now, I know many people say, Michael, wait a minute, calm down. There are a lot of decent journalists out there. They're trying to do a good job. Then where are their voices calling these acts despicable? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael, Michael to 33103. When we get back, strange things in your cars. I'll be right back.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure, if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with Dynavite.
Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever. The 1502XO. Get yours today at tobaccoandbrew.com.
Redding, California.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.